guys, welcome to Black with Sugar, your weekly podcast with Nadia Itasan and Kezia Mack.
Hello guys, how are you?
Kezia, today.
Yes,
what
today.
What is the subject of today?
Today I want to talk about being a feminist. Why? I'm going to tell you why. I was scrolling to my Instagram and, you know, looking at people post. And I end up on the page of a Senegalese writer. Her name is Fatou Ndeye Kan. And she's a feminist. And I was.
Are you a feminist?
That's my point. I was kind of scrolling to her page. She's a writer, a super talented woman. And I was asking myself, like, are you a feminist, Keza? Like, are you a feminist? And thinking about that, I was like, I don't really think I am.
Do you think people assume you're a feminist because you have a magazine?
And that, that's a good question.
You encourage a lot of women and, you know, I mean, generally feminists are strong women.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. They, absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. Maybe people have that idea of me, but when I think about it myself, I don't feel like I am a full-on feminist. I'm all for women empowerment. I'm all for, you know, women equality at work, especially like if you do a job, you deserve that pay and that's it. It's no question about men.
Anybody deserve to be paid.
Anybody deserve to be paid. So for me, that's...
You mean like if you do the same job as the men, you deserve to be
paid. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
If not more money, because you probably do the job better too. So depending on, you know, so, but there's a lot of things where I feel like there's this fight between men and women, you know, and it's more like we are at war. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
No, I totally get it because I personally, I'm not a feminist, you know, I mean, and it depends because I think it depends of what's the definition that you put on it.
Yeah.
You know, but like you say, I feel like there's this connotation with feminism where, I mean, to me, it feels like it's a war against men. And I don't want to be at war.
I don't want to be at war either.
I don't want to have a say that women are better than men or anything. I don't think so, you know. And I don't know. When you look at the femen? Was it the femen that they hang out naked every time to
march?
Clothes?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is to me, it's totally nonsense. Like, you know, you can say the same things with their clothes on, I guess.
You could.
But they want the shocked effect. Yeah, but just put something on, you know.
Yeah, put something on.
But yes, I actually think that in Africa, we don't see feminism in the same way.
I don't think it's the same way. Obviously things are changing and maybe, but I think in general in Africa, men and women still have a different purpose, a different role.
It's a traditionalist continent.
It's more traditional. Absolutely.
And I'm more comfortable with that. You know, and that doesn't mean that to me, you know, it doesn't mean that a woman is submissive. It just means that we have a different role in the couple or even in society. You know, it doesn't mean that women will be paid less or they will be regarded as being like a secondhand citizen. Not at all. You're like, you're full on. You have your part, this part, which is different people. That's how I feel.
I think for me, it's simple. I think men and women have two different purpose. We not build the same. We're not here to do the same things or the same jobs. We're handling things differently. So we would never be equal in the sense that we don't have the same purpose. That's it. I mean, that's my thought on it. You know what I mean?
Okay. I will not say that we're not equal. I think
we are equal, but we have different purpose.
Okay.
You know?
Different function.
Maybe. Yeah. I think...
But I think this is more in a personal part, you know?
Yeah.
Because in society, I think, you know, it's pretty much the same. But I think in a personal part, for me, I mean, in society, you know, I mean, a woman can be a teacher, can be anything.
She can be anything.
A man can be, right?
Anything.
And even in Africa, it's the same things. I feel like, you know, although it's like there's a lot of places where it's not, you know, certain jobs are less accessible to women. Or even education in Africa is not as accessible to women.
Which is a problem.
That. Yes, that's the problem. So, but for me, it doesn't mean to be, doesn't, I don't need to be a feminist to fight for, you know, women's rights.
For women's rights, yeah. I completely agree with that.
I feel like, I'm going to say that, at least in the way I was brought up, you know, my dad has a role, my mom has a role. I was lucky to have both parents, but you know, also this has a play in society nowadays, because a lot of kids don't have, you know, they don't have
both parents,
heterosexual parents. You know, sometimes you have, you know, no dad, no mom, or two dads and two mom, and so, like, you know, so I think that raised a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I was lucky enough where I have a mom and dad, and in Moroccan, I can speak for myself. So in Moroccan household, the man is kind of the one who take care, you know,
the provider
of the family. Although no, but women can work. It's not my mom worked. My mom was totally free to do pretty much whatever she wanted. But regarding the decision of, like, big decision, generally it would be my dad. There were conversations between them.
Yeah.
But generally, you know, my dad will have the last word.
So, question, when you say your dad will have the last word, meaning the decision is the one and him and your mom agree on?
No, I'm going to explain you what it is. Because Moroccan women are very smart. So it means you let the man believe that he has the last word. But of course,
he doesn't.
You influence him, you know. So honestly, I feel like if my mom was for it, my dad will be.
I get it.
Because she's doing the convincing. It was very rare that my dad will not be convinced by my mom. So I don't know which charm she was using, but it worked, you know? And I think it's like this in a lot of, you know, freaking couple.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, women use the charm when they want something. And yes, I mean, and we kind of make believe the guy is the boss because we protect men's ego, you know, because the men need to feel like he's the one who provide, is the boss. And so we learn how to let men be a man, and we are, you know, we are the women, you know. And I think in our case in Morocco, and I think in a lot of countries also in Africa,
yeah,
where women, we like to be women, we like to be feminine, and we don't mind having this woman, you know, like, rolled inside of the couple, meaning that you cook, you take care of the kids, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's almost something natural, you know.
It is,
don't even wonder so much about it.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel that now in Western society, everything started to
shift.
Yes. And although, of course, I'm all for women to work and, you know, be independent and make as much as men. But I do feel sometime also when, let's say in a couple where the man makes more money than the women, I generally don't feel that the man is belittling. You say like this, belittling, belittle, you know, when you belittle someone, belittling. You say like this. I'm not sure my pronunciation is right. Sorry, guys. But what I mean is like making feel less than what the person, who the person is. So I don't think that they're doing that to the women. Although I've seen couple when the woman is working and make more money than the guy, then they kind of treat him badly. And I have an example for that.
So I'm going to pause you. I think what you said is probably true, but I'm sure there is men out there that because they make more money, sometimes they do make their wife or girlfriend feel bad because they don't have money.
I don't know. I feel it happens more on the other way around. I think that's my opinion. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
For me, it goes both ways.
Because I've seen it. You know, I've seen it. I've heard it. I've seen it many times where women make really mean comments to guys when, you know, they're making money. And that's just not right. You know, it's not right. A lot of time in feminism, the way they treat men,
it's almost like a payback.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, no, this is, I don't think it's the way to go at it. you know?
Yeah, I think they need to. For me, most of the, I think when I see situation, I think you need to reconcile with men or women, meaning like I said in the beginning, feels like we are at war and we shouldn't be at war. We should be able to understand each other. We should be able to find the right balance to be able to be a team, be a unit. Like this 50-50 thing is cute. It depends, you know, but it doesn't work.
I don't like it. No, no, that's not cute. I don't like it.
But let me finish. I was about to say it's cute, but at the end of the day, I don't know if it's really working. You know, I don't know if it's really working. So, and I think people have in mind where, okay, if we marry, then, okay, we have to share this, we have to share that. It's equal, it's equal. It's like, we don't have to be equal to have a balance, you know? We're not good at everything. Women do things better than men. Men do things better than women. And that's why we come together to form a unit and work together. But this constant fight between men and women, it's just like, I don't feel like this is really,
it's destroying,
you know,
relationship.
It is.
And
it
also
is.
The foundation of society. I think there's a lot of things that are put into question. We're changing the dynamic, you know?
We are changing the dynamic.
So like I was telling you, the example that I had was, you know, sometime now you have women that works and the guys stay at home. This woman, she went to the bank with her husband. And the reason actually why her husband was not working is because he's sick. And so she was making a lot of money. They go to the bank. The banker keep looking at the man when they were talking about the mortgage.
Oh.
Because in his mindset,
he was thinking, which was
a mistake too. He should have just looked at both of them. So what do you guys think? And, you know, and switch, you know. But she had the feeling that he was looking more
at the man,
him than her.
Yeah.
And got upset. And then she say, you need to look at me because I am the one making the money. And I can tell you, if a man does that to me, I would be really upset.
That was unnecessary.
Because it's humiliating.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who is making the money. And you know what? And already this man in a situation where he cannot work. And you just make him feel like he's just irrelevant. And okay, the banker made a mistake. But you can just politely say, you know, make him understand.
She could have phrased it,
you know,
a different way. Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know. I don't know. I think there is a way to just express it. And even more so, I'm sure the banker would have understood later on, you know, that she was the one making the
money.
But
you're right. But you're right on that point where now I see more and more women we see making sometimes more money than the men. And they are really just like, hey, this is my money. I do whatever I want. They really mean about it. So, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like men also, they need that. I don't know why.
What do you mean they need that?
I think they need to be
the
providers. You know, that's what makes them feel like they matters, and that's what they, you know, we women, we procreate, right?
Yeah.
You know, we give lives.
Yeah.
And the man needs to feel like, okay, he provide for the procreator. You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
I am going to provide. I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And I feel that's how, in their DNA, that's how they feel men. And when you take that off them, then the whole behavior is just changing. Then in the couple, there is like power struggle.
Yes.
You know, about,
and
oh,
that's what
and
I
it's not
you.
About being a submissive woman at all. It's just about knowing, okay, this is, like having just a different role in
yeah. For example, when I look at the way I grew up with my parents, not that my parents were doing 50-50, but I know for sure that sometimes my mom was handling things, my dad was handling things. I know as far as us, the kids, my mom was more hands-on, my dad was more hands-on on other things. So you always had that balance where everybody knew their role. And obviously, when a decision was needed to be made, they were talking about it and make sure they were on the same page. For example, something very simple, like if we do something bad and we get a punishment, if my mom do something to us or vice versa, they both agree on that already. So it's not like my mom is going to you know, spank us or whatever, and my dad is going to come and say something different. They're always always being on the same page as far as us, as far
that's
as
important,
the decision. Yes. So, and I think also seeing us as kids, seeing our parents, and I'm not saying they're perfect, sometimes they, you know, agree to disagree, but when you see that, it gives you a perspective on relationship and how you want to handle, you know, your first couple. I know when I get married, I want to have that thing where me and my husband can talk, can make decisions together. I don't need to be your boss. You don't need to be my boss. We're working together. And I think that's what people need to get back to work together instead of working against each other or figure out who has the last word, who's doing better, who's more powerful.
Yes, yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like in Africa, I mean, we have like traditional society.
Yeah.
And I don't think, for example, in Morocco, I think the women are very strong women.
But you know, I was about to tell you, in Africa, I think in general, women are very strong and they're very respected in the household. Usually husbands, I know all the Africans family that I know, husband are very proud that their wife is the one who handling, you know, their everyday life in home, whether they're working or not. So, like I said, everybody know their role.
You know the interesting things? I feel like in Africa, let's say the two-person work, I still feel that, and they're making the same amount of money,
mm-hmm.
I still feel like there is still this traditional couple, meaning that the man is still the one who will have generally the final words, even if there is negotiation. Like, we let the man be a man.
Couple. If you go to a dinner table in Africa, with my experience, and we talk, you know, the dad is always at the head of the table. So he's presiding.
Yes, the chef de famille.
Chef de famille. Voilà.
That's the
head of the family.
Yeah.
So, and that's the dynamic that you have in Africa. The husband is the head of the family. It doesn't mean the woman is lesser than him. She's always by his side, you know, and having that role. So, but like we said, the man is the head of the family. And I think living in now Western culture, the woman wants to be the head of the family. It's just fine.
Well, there's no head.
There's no head. It's like, yeah, exactly. So,
but in yes, and I think that's exactly what I wanted to express is that in Africa we still have the head of family. The men still have his men function, and the women function.
Yeah.
Although you can work and you know and have the same pay, we still let a man be a man. And I think this is really important, you know.
It is important.
Like when I see my mom, she was working. She wasn't making, I mean, my dad was making a little bit more, but not that much, you know. But still, my dad was the big boss, you know.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, when on the episode 2, I was telling you that we tried to go back to Congo and my parents lost everything. So when we came back to France, my dad stayed. So my mom basically was ahead of him in Paris, so she was starting to work and everything. So when my dad came back, he took him a couple months to get back on track. So my mom was providing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but she never make him feel less than a
never,
man.
She never made him feel like, oh, you ain't east. So
yes.
He was still the head of the family. He was still our father. And even though things were rough, I don't feel like my mom was, you know, being annoying or making feel like, oh, see, you're not working, I'm doing everything, da 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 da. So you can tell. And then we see a couple months after, my dad got his stuff together, back on track, get to work, da da da. So.
And people could think it's crazy, you know, because, and it's so interesting. My sister is doing the same, exactly the same model than my mom. So my mom was working, but she would still come home and cook and, you know, cook in for lunch, cook at night, and it takes time. You know, we were a family, we were five kids, so it's a lot of cooking.
It's like, see my parents.
But she would work at the same time, you know. But my dad, actually, on the weekend, will also work. He will never stop to work, you know. So, and I don't know how to say it, but it was still, and my mom took care of everything, meaning. This is very interesting because he let her handle the finances.
Okay.
You know?
You know what, though? There's a lot of, I think, in African culture, women handle the finances, meaning that the men will give you a budget for the, I guess, the week or the month, and then you have to kind of manage
it. It's not even the budget. It's just that, you know, they have a they share the same bank account.
For, oh, so
you know, that's how I grew up. It's like there is no separation in any ways. At all.
My parents had separate
all the money. All the money will go to the bank account. And when I say my mom was handling the money, because she's the one who go to the grocery store. So she was budgeting everything and making sure that all the bills getting paid. My dad didn't take care of all of that. And, you know, he didn't speak very well French and he didn't, even less so, you know, reading it. But my mom was, she speak completely French and she read, you know, pretty much.
Yeah,
she doesn't read like we read, but she.
But she can handle herself.
Yeah. She can read letters and everything. Sometimes, you know, if it's, she might not understand fully everything, but she's pretty good at it. So, she was taking care of everything. You know, all the and believe me, in France there's so many paperwork to fill up. So she was taking care of all this. She would take us to the doctor. She would go to our you know class meeting. You know, with the teachers and stuff like that. But my dad was still the boss.
Yeah. No, I think it's the same thing where my dad knows how to do everything in the house and cooking, cleaning.
I might not. My dad know how to cook
For me, it's like he never lost his position because he cleaned the house or because he cooked or because he's taking care of us. At the end of the day, he's still the dad and he does everything. Both of my parents cook. So most of the time, obviously, it's whoever comes home first, you know, cook dinner. At some point when we were old enough to cook, it was on us. So my dad was cooking on the weekend. Like I said, my dad was doing everything in the house. It doesn't make him a lesser man because he knows how to wash clothes or do the dishes, you know?
But to give an example, for example, you know, I guess with African, you know, how it works. My dad will kill the animals. You know, they will kill the lamb with the ankles. And the women, you know, and then they bring it to the women. Now you cook it, you know?
Absolutely.
Like,
what I mean?
It's kind of for everything, it was like that. We did our part. Now you guys do your part.
We say in the beginning, everybody got a role. So once you know where you play and where your strength is, automatically there's a flow, you know, flow.
When my dad was retired and my mom was still working, actually for lunch, he would prepare food for her.
It's called teamwork.
And it wasn't like, oh, you know, he lost his manhood or anything like this. So there is this misconception that, oh, the women are submissive and they are like the slave of their husband. It's not at all. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. Yes, I've seen cases like that. But also generally, it's because the woman is not setting her foot, or the guy, you know, is too imposing, you know, and too much of a stupid macho, right?
Yeah, no, no.
But generally, a wise person and a well-balanced person, you know, you don't have that. And I think most people are, you know, pretty well-balanced.
No, definitely. But, you know, I think also Western culture is probably a little bit different where, like you said, women wants to be equal everywhere. And I think sometimes they get lost in translation. And sometimes even me, when I look at why they're fighting for, I'm like, is it worth it? You know? So it's like fight for, you say equality at work and things like that. But there's things for me, I'm like, is it really necessary? You know?
I don't know. I just think that the narrative right now, it's like you said, it's some type of a fight with men. Like we're in a war, like the war of the sexes.
Yeah.
And it's really not. And some of them, they don't even make sense, you know, because they're like, oh, you know, he doesn't open the door for me. He doesn't do this. And he doesn't, you know, he didn't pay the bills. And, you know, at the same time, she kind of like crushing his manhood. So the guy's like, well, yeah, if you want to be, you know, just go ahead. I went on a date with a guy. It was a blind date. Oh, Jesus. And he came, first of all, he came late, you know. And it, you know, remember Nespresso at...
Yep, I remember.
All right, so we just go for coffee. It was nothing, you know. And because it was a blind date, I didn't want to go to dinner or anything like that. I was just, okay, I'm going to first see who this is.
You like danger, girl, blind date? That's like,
whew. No, there was somebody, you know, somebody set me up.
Okay.
It was a person that I knew, and it's like, oh, I think you might like my friend, but I've never met the person. I just saw it on picture. So the person came, we're going to date. I mean, on the date, it's just a coffee date, you know. And at the end of the coffee, so I got a coffee, maybe a little salad, he got something. And when he got the check, he's like, is that okay for me to pay? And I was like,
oh, yes, it is.
God. Yes, of course.
Why you even asked the question?
That's what I said. I looked at him like, really, like he was a strange creature. And I said to him, well, yeah, it's expected. I mean, it's coffee, you know. It's not like, I didn't take him to Danielle or something. I wasn't like pushing for an expensive date. So I was like, why is this even, you know, a question? So, and he's like, oh, sorry. It's just because some women, they get offended if I pay. Mom, though, I was like, I'm not this kind of woman. So
get that check.
I'm definitely not that kind of woman. Because I like to feel that I am the woman, you know, and there's these things of being treated in a way, in a very delicate way, you know.
Yeah, but
I like the guy to open the door, and I have absolutely no problem of wanting, you know, of treating a man like you're the man.
Absolutely.
Know?
And the funny thing is, I'm laughing because the question that you asked me earlier, do you think people that think of me as a feminist because I'm a strong person? And I was like, this is funny because if you see me in a relationship, I'm the most
traditionalist
person.
Conservative.
Yeah. I go home, I cook, I clean. And actually, I actually enjoy those things. Like, I hate when women say, oh, it's not because I'm a woman that I know how to, that I need to cook or know how to cook. I'm like, but girl, you might just want to learn.
Don't you think that maybe it's cultural too? Because we were used to see that dynamic with our parents. We are totally wrong and this is totally not unnatural.
Maybe it is cultural, but I feel like I feel better and I feel good about being a woman who can cook, clean, and do everything in the house. And I'm very smart. I have a master in graphic design. So trust me, I spent a whole lot of year in college. But for me, it's important to know how to do those things. Tomorrow, if I'm a mother, I want to know how to feed my kids properly. I just don't want to order food every day. If tomorrow, if I'm a wife, I want to cook for my husband. I want to do things like that because yeah. I've seen my mom and other women doing that, and it wasn't painful, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like people now, they say, oh, I cook. Oh, you cook. It's almost like it's bad. No, it's natural. And I think women need to be okay. Do those things. It doesn't mean you're someone's slave. It doesn't mean that you are... You don't have your position in
no,
the house.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean?
But Kizia, you didn't hear my question. What I was saying is, don't you think that we think this way because of our upbringing? We saw parents were different with a certain role, and we think that this is it.
Yeah,
and
it plays a lot.
And because thinking about it, I'm like, if I see a man with this, like, you know, the dust to dust thing and starting cleaning and do like things that are associated with women stuff, I get turned off, you know?
I'd be
like,
really?
No,
I
no,
don't.
No, I don't. You'd like, you don't mind the guy, like, you know,
cleaning or whatever? No.
Cleaning and doing all that stuff?
Not that I don't mind. And for me, it's like, I'm happy that you can do it. Because
no,
you need to know, you
can
know,
do it,
but it doesn't mean that
if you're with me, I don't want you to do it. I'm like,
oh,
let me
I don't mind. Like I told you,
I mean, there is men, the best chef in the world are men. I understand guys, of course, I can cook and I can't really cook. So I'm still learning. No, but what I meant by that is,
it's definitely a cultural thing.
When I
probably
see a man doing things that associate with more feminine side,
it turns you. Oh yeah.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I don't. I mean, I don't feel that way. So, I mean, my brother do everything in the house, cook, clean, and everything. My dad is the same. Most of my male friend.
No, but they need to be. Of course, your mom teach your.
Yeah, but when I see them do
clean,
those things,
you know,
it doesn't.
And
really
your dad, but if your mom is here, who's gonna clean?
Sometimes my dad does.
Yeah.
If my mom is tired or she worked late night, she's not going to get up out of bed and clean. He's going to handle that, or he's going to, we see they have two children, so we
no,
are
no,
there.
I, yeah,
you know?
Yes, no, but that I understand. But what I'm saying, like,
so that's
what
I say, it's always a teamwork. You know what I mean? That's what I mean when I say teamwork. If my mom is tired, my dad got it. If my dad is tired, my mom got it, or we got it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm thinking maybe get it wrong in the way that because our viewpoint is biased and tainted by or
and you know
experience.
It is BS because you know in our culture, I guess years and years ago, they kind of tell you, you know, if you're a woman and you can cook or whatever, nobody's going to marry you. Nobody, you know what I mean? Like, we heard that a lot in our culture where if you don't know how to handle the house, no man wants you, basically. But
true, you know, like, you know, in Morocco, it's very important that the women learn how to cook. I think,
and you know how African mother are. You're going to marry their son and you can do nothing in the house? That's a lot of bad points, and that's why they're not going to like you.
Yeah. So. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's true.
But I think, you know, I don't like to be called a feminist, because at the end of the day, for me, it's not about being equal. It's about knowing who you are, knowing your strength, and figure out, you know, whether it's a personal thing or at work, how you can, you know, teamwork with the other sex versus always fighting, yeah. You know?
Because honestly, I mean, to me, I just feel like if a woman work as hard as a man, she should be paid the same.
Absolutely.
Like, I totally agree, you know. I think, women should be able to do the same work as men.
Should be able to have the same right. 100% agree. Like, they should, as far as all that those things, and, you know, again, I guess men came up with those rules. So, you know, so that was the problem. And also, you know how it is in Africa where, when there is education, they always favor guys. So yes. Men's automatically go to school more than women. Obviously, it's evolving, but because of that.
But I think it's because of the type of society too. They think that, okay, the man is going to have to earn
the money. He's going to have to do the work.
His family, and the women, they're going
to
marry.
Be wife, so they just need to be,
Actually, my mom was really not happy about this. Not about the school things, you know. But because of in Islam, the inheritance is kind of messed up. That's kind of messed up, but you know what? I understand it.
Explain that to me.
Well, when you receive your inheritance, the boys, like, you have kids, you have women and men.
Yeah.
You have son and daughters. The son, I think, take two parts of a daughter. I think everything is divided. And let's say, for example, with me and my sister, when my dad passed away, me and my sister, we get, so four of us, one third. And then my mom get one third and my brother get one third.
So basically you and your sister are splitting that one third.
What?
So you and your sister,
yes, we're
you only speak
one
that one third,
and my brother
get a full one
yes,
third.
Yes.
So yeah, that's messed up. Right. You guys are gonna need to fix that. I'm just saying.
But you know what? It is. It's just what it is, and it was written like this.
I mean, see, but
no, but there is way to go around it because.
Are you gonna fight it?
No, not at all.
So that's my point. So
because no, you know why I'm not gonna fight it? Because that was my dad's wishes. He could have, when he was alive, he could have changed it if he wanted to. Meaning, and how I say change it, because you can't change a will in Morocco. You can't. You know,
really? Once he's done, he's done.
Because it's because they follow the Islam rules,
Islam rules
almost everything, and that's what it's written. However, the way to go around this is, for example, if you know that your son's going to get more than the daughters, then you can buy land that you put on the name of the daughters.
Okay.
Right? So that they will have equal parts.
That makes sense.
That's how, just how do you do it?
Yeah, okay.
So I knew that my dad was totally entitled to do that if he wanted to. He didn't do it. And I actually don't feel bad at all about this, you know. Okay. I think it makes me laugh. And I mean, it's not like we had a lot. But I just wanted my brother to have it because I think, you know, it's land on top of that, you know, land I need to be work on. And in the theory of, you know, my dad, I guess, was that, you know, my son's going to have learned if he's going to start a family, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To help him. And my daughters, they're probably going to get married. And
so maybe the husband will have
those
things.
That's the guys. Yeah, that's the guys that has to do that.
Yeah.
You know, everything in Morocco is about the men providing.
But you know, in Africa, when they do the diary things and everything, they send you off to someone's family. So the...
I have a question. Yeah. Depending on the country, I guess sometimes that's the woman giving.
Depending on the country,
I know
it works both ways, but in general, they send you off in a family. They expect the family to be able to take care of you.
Because I know in India, I think, and some country in Asia,
the woman the women, there?
Yes.
Oh,
it's awful.
No, it's probably possible. It's probably possible.
Morocco, no, the man has to bring gift to...
In Congo, don't forget the whiskey bottle. The
you have some interesting tradition, right? I saw a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Where the
bottle of alcohol,
the
pine.
Groom, we're going to see the family of the bride.
The bride.
And he brings alcohol.
Le pine, money... Like gift for the mom.
Oh, and all the end are all around, and they're
everybody's
gonna
get
trying
money to get a cut. Everybody's trying
but
to get a cut.
Is this money normally should go to the bride? Because they all take money, so it's like you have
Listen,
to give money to everybody.
I did one. I guess 2 years ago when my cousin got married, and since we don't have much family in the States, so I was I guess the one to go with him with my aunt, and it's the same thing where he came, he had like a couple bottles, he had like. The pine for all the aunties, like not even the gift for his future wife, but the mom got some pine, the mom's sisters got their stuff, then he gave the money, I guess they split the money together, so all the gift basically was for them, you know, for them to say, hey, you know. So that was interesting, but yeah.
But don't you think also in Africa, I'm sorry, you're kind of like deviating a little bit of the
we're
subject.
We're getting
you know,
back, we're
right?
getting back.
But in Africa, women, for women to feel love, generally it goes through money and gift.
I don't know if it's to feel love, but I will take the example of my grandmother, who had cases of jewelry, of gold, of diamonds, and maybe that's how my grandfather was expressing her love to
yes,
her.
Yes, but I do think
she
in
has,
Africa it's
my
like
grandmother
this.
Was, like I said, she had like cases of like jewelry, gold, rings, diamond. And yeah, maybe that's how they, African men in general, they do a lot of like, I feel like they do a lot of gifting.
Yes, there were a book, I don't remember the name and I don't remember the author. I will have to make some research, but I'm saying that because there's this book, I think it talks about the different language of love and how people feel love. And you know, for a certain type of women, to feel love was the gift. You
and
know?
You know, so
and what
in African culture, people don't necessarily say vocally "I love you."
Yes,
that's very rare that you hear that. So
this
maybe
is
the gift thing is like "I love you, baby." You know, I'm not saying it, but I'm showing
because
it with the gesture.
Because we don't say it, but
we don't
we
say
show
it.
It. You know, we show it by you know. For example, with your parents, you show it with how you respect them and you listen to them.
You got good grade at school,
yes,
all that stuff.
It's from your behavior to show that you show them respect. It's also to
show that you love them.
Yes, yes. Without your parents. I mean, I think things are changing a little bit now, you know, in Africa where people are being more vocal and saying more I love you than, you know, than before. But I think in a couple, you can say I love you. It's fine. It's just, you know, the rest of the family is kind of like a weird thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember hearing my parents saying
but
that,
yeah,
but
they probably say I love you to each other when they
I
were
never heard that,
intimate.
Maybe,
no, it's
maybe.
Because I feel like African love when they're, you know, or parents, I mean, in my case, they never show affection towards each other in front of us.
Never.
It's like it's
they
so
never
taboo,
did.
You know?
Yeah,
so
never
I've
did.
Never seen my parents being affectionate, kissing or holding. Everything was how they show respect to each other in front of us.
Yeah.
But they never.
I think
I've seen my parents
kiss or something like that
on their lips, maybe once or twice in my life.
Probably about the same for me.
They never hold hands. It's not even like a lot of like you know affection showing, nothing. But it's cultural. You know, it doesn't mean that they don't just show that. They just don't.
I think the only thing I will say if they sit on the couch, like my mom probably have her legs on my dad or vice versa. Like things
no,
like
us,
that.
We would not in a Muslim family. It's like,
no? Okay.
No, right there, right there. And if there is something, you know, like when you're watching TV and you're watching, of course, we were watching, you know, Western, you know, movies. And, you know, and our parents were there. If there is like some just kissing, you know.
Oh, the gender
and we
channel.
Only have one TV in the house. And he was like, chin, chin. And like, oh, everybody's like stressed out. Where's the
They don't even
control?
Want to see you see
where's
people
the control, you know. And we need to get the control. It's like you're a robot, you know. As soon as there is something, you have to change it. Because, you know, your parents get mad. And they get mad enough. They're like, okay. Change the TV. Put me the parabole. Oh, regarde le parabole.
Marc Chanel.
Right. Yeah. So the paraboles were the parabolic antenna, so
it's
that
like
they
a
can
satellite?
Have the yes the satellite that yeah. allow you to receive the Moroccan channels. I mean, all the Arabic channels and African channels. There were different frequencies,
yeah.
And my parents were on the you know the Arabic whatever, and. We don't understand nothing. It's so boring. It's just, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, whatever. It's true. And you're just like, oh, no, please, you know. And it feels like a punition, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess the gift, maybe that's how they say I love you. But
because I see in Morocco, women, we love gift. Like,
oh, same thing in Africa. Same thing in Africa.
Know? And when you get married, the guy has to bring you gift, you know. And
same thing in like,
and a lot,
go to Ivory
not
Coast.
Even,
Nigeria, the whole continent, I think women like gift, you know.
But, you know, in Morocco, it's like, it's even, you have to even show it off, you know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's like this for every...
country?
No. I know it's on my tribe like this. I don't know with... This is very strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because... I don't know if it's a Berber things or if it's... Also, the Arabs do that too. I've never been to an Arab's wedding.
I've been to once or twice.
From like Arabic people that were.
Because I mean,
you
no,
have,
the
you have
North
the Moroccan
African.
Berber and the Moroccan Arabs, they don't do the same thing.
Oh, so I don't know which.
But in my tribe, there is, you know, a certain, there's a tradition, and the man has to come, and it's very interesting because you see them, you know, with the horse mm-hmm. and the carriage. And all the gifts are displayed, and everybody can see them. What are you bring?
Show off.
And the more carriage you have, you know, and the more the people will look at the man like, oh,
okay, he's on point. Like,
yes,
he got
you
it.
You did
a good job.
You didn't give your daughter to nobody.
Yeah.
You know, because it's highly criticized. If he can say only one carriage, like, Jesus
Mm-mm.
Christ,
Mm-mm.
who are you giving your daughter
Take
to?
Take your daughter back. That's not enough. So, yeah, we're just going to wait.
So funny because my brother-in-law always tell my sister, oh, I bought you for like two lamb and...
Oh, because your brother-in-law, I guess, is not Moroccan.
He is. He's
Berber.
He's
Berber
and
too?
So he had to brought, you know, the things. But
oh, he didn't do the carriage
He's
thing?
Making fun of her. He told her that she was cheap.
No, you got a good price. Two different things.
But
yeah, like you say, the I think in the African continent, the dynamic is still different between men and women, and I'm okay with that, you know.
Do you think that, you know, because you were talking about the African feminists, do you think there's a lot of feminists like this in Africa?
I think more and more, because obviously, and that's what I'm trying to explain earlier, the fact that women didn't have access to school, education, and all kinds of things. I feel like now that they have more, and for those who are educated, they want to go for, when I say feminism, but I think it's not even feminism, it's about giving more women rights or fighting for women to have a better place in society as far as being able to have an education, learn a job, not just being... A wife at home and bear children, you know?
Yes,
so,
yes. Yeah, because there's so many, you know, so much things to improve in Africa.
There is a lot of things to improve for women in Africa.
But I think it's more legitimate, though, the fight that they're having. It's more legitimate than... I mean, not that here, Daniel. This is going to sound so bad.
I was about to say, some people might not like that.
Yes,
but
I'm sure, you know. But I just think here, you know, sometimes I feel like women, they give themselves pass on things and they don't give that to men.
To
like
men.
If a man calls a woman a pig, it's going to be super criticized. But yet you have sometimes feminists like, oh, this guy is a pig and nobody says anything.
Yeah, no, I get
you. You know,
point.
It's like a double standard. No, I think there's too much of that with those women that call themselves feminist, mm. You know.
And the thing is that, and I think here, Soto, and I see sometimes that on social media where, let's say, a woman get into a fight with a man, so people will ask like, oh, does the man have, can he hit the woman? And if the woman hits you, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you see those women hit the guy. It's like, no, you shouldn't hit the guy too, you know?
Nobody should be hit, period.
Yes,
you know, so that's
yes.
The thing. So, and that's my, then that's what I was trying to say, where we have to stop this. If you do this, I do that. It's not a back and forth game, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't hit people. Don't be violent. And violent is definitely not condoned. It's not okay, whether it's apply on women, whether it's apply on men, it's just not okay, period. So, you know, both, I don't know, but.
You can still reflect on all of this.
Yes, but yeah, I don't feel, I'm a strong woman, I'm a free woman, but I don't think I call myself a feminist just because I feel like there's still a lot of me that's very traditional. And like I said earlier, I don't care about being a man equal. That's not really something that I, you know.
Well, because for me, there's not even a question of that. For me, it's like, of course, we're equal, you know?
Yeah.
And we just...
we have different
energy.
Yeah.
You know, I have, you know, I was born with a feminine energy, born with a male energy. That's for me, that's the only difference, you know? And we're both, you know, we combine to give balance, like the yin and the yang.
And
everything in the universe, you know, is made of positive, negative, and you know, different energy and feminine and masculine energy, everything.
Everything. And
so for me, it's just like, okay, well, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
And I think that when you know your femininity, you don't need to claim it. You know what
that's
I mean?
Absolutely,
and I think
yeah.
In Africa, we know that we are feminine. You know,
we know that we
that,
are women. We
yes.
Know that you are. We are. Appreciated.
It's in us. We and there is no question about it.
We
it's
know
just
we
no
have
question.
Value.
So there's
so.
Nothing that can question it or put it into.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, I mean, whatever you decide to do with your life.
Yeah, I just think that women and men, and I think on that case, women need to figure out how to make peace with men and communicate better on both sides to be able to work as a team versus always working against each other. It's really just communicate, and everything that's wrong, obviously, yes, we need to fix it. But at the end of the day, working together, it's the key versus I'm bigger than you, I'm better than you. It doesn't
even
change
also
anything.
These genderless things, you know, now they, you know, almost like I don't get offended because there is a bathroom for the women and a bathroom for the men, you know. We shouldn't get offended because we say she and he. I mean, we're going too far with that BS,
yeah,
you
that's,
know.
That's a little intense right there.
Right? Oh, we shouldn't use, what was it at the Senate?
Apparently
that
now
were
you cannot say, you cannot say madam or something like that.
I don't even know. That was so ridiculous. No, I was thinking it was at the Senate that they were talking about not using... okay, so for example, they are talking about the fact that they don't want to say that, oh, I am a man of faith. For example, I'm just giving an example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I am a man. With two beautiful sons. I'm a Christian, and I am, you know, and I have one daughter, and I have a beautiful wife, and I'm a happy person. Right?
Okay.
It would sound, you know, totally, you know, random to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you cannot use wife.
Why not?
Because that it's just like giving a gender to your wife, and you know, and you might offend the people that are married to a man, like a man married to a man. I know it's totally ridiculous.
I just want
to
say,
you
bye,
cannot
people.
Say
stop.
My daughters, bye. My son. It's like you.
And how do you want me to call my parents? How do you want me to? That's stupid.
You should say I have children. I am a parent. You should say, I am a parent. I have children. And my partner is wonderful.
Y'all are doing too much. No, okay? This is too much.
This is like...
I want to be called a wife. I want to call my parents my parents. Yeah. I want my parents to call me their children.
I want to call my son a son and my daughter a daughter.
If I have a daughter, I want to call her daughter. If I have a son, I want to call him son. And all that other stuff, I don't care. That's pretty much how I feel.
Otherwise, we offend, I don't know. It's like,
well, I'm going to offend you at this
but
point.
But it's just so strange that they think that giving a gender to women, it's like, you know.
I'm a woman.
It's wrong. Yes, it's like.
Don't you see it? What can I say?
No, but now they can change it. Although we should talk about it someday, you know, right?
We should actually talk about that. We should bring that, and go deeper in that subject.
And how
it
goes, you know, with Africa, I mean, our traditions and, you know, homosexuality, transgender. I think that would be interesting, you know?
Yeah, let's get into the subject next time.
Because this word is going crazy. And not that, I'm not saying, you know, people shouldn't be whoever they feel they want to be.
Just get some boundaries. It's too much.
Yeah, no, I think the whole things of making everybody genderless because some people are not, how do you say that?
Comfortable?
Yeah, because they are not, I don't even know. I don't even know. It's just... For me, it's just it's weird that they want to make us a genderless society, genderless clothes, genderless everything.
Yeah, that's
when naturally we're made with a gender.
We
you
are.
Know? But now they want to take off the feminine and masculine. And I don't know. This is, you know, I don't know. Maybe we should go to Mars once, you know. Maybe
I would love that.
Elon Musk can take us there.
I would love that. Maybe they have a better understanding of all of that stuff. But we'll bring that back on the next
topic.
Yeah,
and guys,
don't forget to subscribe.
You know,
drop a comment.
No, but this is very important for us, and it help us, you know, to keep going with this podcast. And I really hope you enjoy it. I know sometimes we may have very controversial position. But you know, that's the whole point of the podcast is to have your
agree
comment,
to disagree, yes. And you know,
and also to have a reaction from you. You know, we want to hear from you, and we don't want to be like the mainstream media, because I think there is a narrative. You know, you watch TV nowadays, and it's either you're left or you're right, and it's just no in the middle. And there's no real conversation about how we actually really feel, you know?
No, because now and then, if you do have an opinion, people are going to point the finger at you,
yes,
and say...
Yes, and people are so scared to say what they think.
They think because, you know, they're scared of being canceled.
Yes, and I think we're pretty... I think we're moderate. I don't think we're extreme in anything, you know?
I just think we have an opinion.
I mean, maybe you can tell
it.
Us, because I don't feel like I am an extreme, I don't think at all.
Well, I have to say, as a French citizen, we are very opinionated. Some people might not like that, but at the end of the day, I feel like if we are in free country, and if you have a freedom of speech, that means everybody should be able
to say what they think,
how they feel, without being canceled and without being, you know, pointing the finger out.
However, I have to point out, and I think that's what people forget, your freedom ends when the freedom of others starts.
Facts.
Meaning that, of course, you're free to say whatever you want,
but you
don't go offend other people, you know? I understand that they have their freedom as well, and that we need to find boundaries, you know?
Boundaries. Boundaries.
No, because some people just say whatever to just say whatever, and sometimes can be really offended, and they shouldn't, you know, things should not be said this way. You know, you can always say your piece, in a nice
and being respectful.
Yes, exactly. And I hope we came across this way. So guys, so please, you know, subscribe, comment, and don't forget to like. And we would love to see you next time. So please stay in touch with us, and we will see you next week.
See you.
Did you ever talk to your mom?
No.
Your boyfriend?
We don't need no more. We don't need more detail.
Maybe show interest to you in a way that you felt uncomfortable with. I feel like there's this trend of being a victim. BBL. big black girl?
Well, I guess if you know what that means, if you can help us, just drop it.
You know, they sexually harass you, okay? They maybe show interest to you in a way that you've gotten comfortable with.
When you say, hey, I was raised by a Jehovah's Witness mother, oh yeah,
actually. Keep it wet, that know, we get it.
We get
it.
That part. And for me, I never really asked myself that question.